AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. After two deadly terrorist attacks in a week, the UN Security Council has approved a resolution condemning the actions of extremist groups. America's Deputy UN Ambassador is Michelle Sisson.
In recent weeks, barbaric terrorist attacks have startled the world's conscience. From Europe to Africa to the Middle East, innocent men and women have been slaughtered.
An American is among the 20 people killed Friday in an attack on a hotel in Mali. In Malaysia, President Obama is speaking out against the terrorist attacks, but he's also urging people not to overreact by banning refugees who want to come to America.
Visiting a learning center for refugee and low-income children in Malaysia, the president asked, how can Americans look at kids like this and not see fellow humans deserving of shelter?
They represent the opposite of terrorism and the opposite of kind of despicable violence that we saw in Mali and in Paris.
Many of those Obama saw were ethnic Rohingya, Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar. He told reporters, with politicians demanding America display more leadership, accepting more refugees would be an excellent way to show it. Mark Smith, Washington.
The first significant snowstorm of the season is making its way across the Plain States and the upper Midwest. As much as a foot of snow could fall in Iowa and Illinois. The storm comes as people are getting ready for Thanksgiving holiday travel. Daniel Baker with FlightAware says some delays can be expected.
There is a winter storm that's coming through the Midwest. We're expecting some delays, potentially some cancellations as the storm moves through. It could impact some large airline hubs like Chicago.
In Illinois, snow and ice is already covering some roads in the northwestern part of that state. Hundreds of people gathered outside a Minneapolis police building Friday night to call for peace. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton also met with the city's mayor and national and local leaders of the NAACP. This is AP Radio News. Democrats in Washington want stricter gun control for people on terrorist watch lists.
Some members of Congress, led by Democrat Dianne Feinstein in the Senate and Republican Peter King in the House, want to bar people who appear on terrorism watch lists from being allowed to purchase guns from federally licensed gun dealers.
That's AP's Alan Fram. A high school football game in Miami ended early Friday night after gunshots were heard outside the stadium, sending players and coaches ducking for cover. People in the stands ran to the exits when the gunshots were heard, but no one in the stadium was hurt. The World Trade Organization has ruled in favor of Mexico in a trade dispute with the U.S., saying a requirement for dolphin-safe tuna labels is unfair to Mexican fishermen. The WTO said U.S. labeling rules set different requirements depending on where fish is caught. Mexico originally had argued that U.S. dolphin-safe labels were illegal because they restricted trade. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.